My name is Emily March. I live in Saranac Lake, and thank you all very much for being here, and to the Young Democrats for putting together such a well-organized event. I am in this race, and I am running because I want to return to Washington the priority upon which this country used to be based, which is the priority that we all have a chance to realize our full potential, the priority of living in a just world, because right now we continue to create this world of two Americas. And I see it every day as I go out and I canvass. I'll be in Glens Falls on one block, and I will be meeting families who are going to the supermarket to feed their children with food stamps. No shame in that. However, on the two blocks over, I am visiting families who are using their extra money to take their children to the Charles Wood Theater. Again, no shame in that. But this is a divide that is growing, and the children in both of those families have the right to realize their full potential. And I'm going to help reorient Congress towards this priority of a just world by putting to work my 20 years of work in the public service realm through volunteer and social services, and my over 20 years in business, helping families to create financial wealth and stability, teaching our children economics and business at Paul Smith College and at Clarkson University, and by, throughout this district, doing the work that the incumbent should have been doing all along, which is helping our small businesses expand, helping our solar and renewable industries expand, and helping to revitalize our main streets. And I will also do this by being bold, by standing up and fighting for the issues that matter to us, that matter to the 99% of Americans, and that is health care for everyone. And I am talking about Medicare for all. It's a right, and it's good for business. Secondly, by fighting for climate resiliency. We have an incumbent who says she stands for Fort Drum, but meanwhile is doing everything in her power to make national security more and more of a threat. And finally, by standing up for our public schools. She is standing by Betsy DeVos while I am standing with the public schools. So I am here to ask for your vote. I would like to earn your vote, and thank you very much for being here.